This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I'm joined with the main man with the plan, Ali D, Ali Dawa. How are you doing, brother? You're right,
mashallah. How are you doing?
It's been challenging times, hasn't it?
Let's be honest. It has been, alhamdulillah.
But we have a voice, me, you, Zeeshan, and the rest of us, the Dawa squad, the Dawa team, the sect, alhamdulillah, we've been able to really get through to a lot of people and make a change, and we continue hoping to do the same thing. But there's an individual, as you know, called Douglas Murray. Some people call him Gutless Murray because of the amount of times he's been challenged to debate and the amount of times he's refused that challenge.
He doesn't have the guts.
This individual has come out and fabricated lies. Fabricated lies, not just about Muslims and about IDF and all that stuff, which he does. And he's got a lawsuit with me, has to put his little suit on and walk into the court and defend himself because of actually... We've got a hearing with him. Not only that, but now he has to defend himself again because he's lied about the religion of Islam. Let's take a look at the clip and come back.
Sure.
Of course, that Muhammad, the founder of Islam, himself beheaded, massacred many, many Jews. Famously, there's one battle in particular, and the Banu Quraysh. It's a story you can find in the Quran and the Hadith. Of course, this is because the Jews would not accept the revelation of Muhammad, such as it was. And so they were seen within Islamic tradition as being one of the first people who turned down the opportunity to join Islam. And as a result, of course, Muhammad decapitated hundreds and hundreds of Jews. So that's not a good start.
Now, there's a few things I just want to point out off the cuff. Number one, it's not Banu Quraysh, it's Banu Qurayza. And that's a major difference because Quraysh is actually the tribe of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he didn't even get the names right. In fact, this is a serious error. And this shows you the incompetence, the negligence, the foolishness of this particular individual. Number two, no serious historian, okay, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim, spanning the works from Ibn Ishaq to Ibn Hisham to the book, Musa ibn Uqba, to all of these figures that have written seerah, all the way up to Karen Armstrong and these kind of
mention
all of these. None of those have a characterization of the events as he has put it. In fact, what he said is completely a lie. There wasn't such a pact that he saw. There wasn't such a series of events where the Jews of Banu Qurayza were said, come into Islam and if you don't, they will kill you. This is a lie. In fact, the Quran very clearly says, "La ikraha fi din qad tabayyana rushdu min al-ghay," that there is no compulsion in religion, that truth has been made clear from falsehood. And that particular tribe, and there was many of those tribes, and we don't need to speak about Banu Qaynuqa or Banu Nadir for now, that's other tribes, the Jewish tribes that existed with the Prophet. As you know, they had a pact with the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was a kind of constitution that protected their rights and allowed them not just to practice their religion as Jews, but to have a parallel legal system where they can rule on their own religion. That was the freedom that they were afforded. And this was 5 years into the Medinan period where the Prophet Muhammad had the polity. And in fact, what really took place was that the males in that tribe, the combatants, the male combatants, because women didn't as much in the medieval period engage in fighting, they conspired with the pagan Arabs at the time. They conspired with them in a particular battle, which actually resembles what's happening in Gaza, which we'll talk about in a second, called the Battle of Al-Ahzab, or the Confederates, which is mentioned in chapter 33 of the Quran, and is mentioned in the Seerah as well. And because of this conspiracy to kill and to kill the Muslim people, the male combatants, or the males among the particular Banu Qurayza tribe, were decapitated, not by the Prophet Muhammad, but in fact by Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, who they accepted as an arbiter. So this is actually, he gets so many things wrong here. And if we want to go into detail, there was actually figures like Ibn Sa'dah and others who were males, who were spared because they were seen not to dishonor the some Sira writers, they didn't dishonor the treaty. So the point being is that this cannot be compared to what is happening now, can it, Ali? Because in our religion, not only is there la ikraha fi al-din qad tabayyana rushdun min al-ghay, which is the idea that there's no compulsion in religion. In our religion, there's this idea that there's no killing of the civilians. No, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned very clearly that there's no killing of women, there's no killing of children, and there was no killing of women, and there's no killing of children. And how could it be, Ali? And tell us, because this man, you know him, and you've been following him as well, a little bit. How could it be that they think that they have the moral high ground after all that they support and all that they've done? How dare they come to the people of Islam and the religion of Islam, which was, it's the only religion of the medieval and ancient and antiquity period, of that kind of period out of Judaism, Christianity and Islam, that says la fadla. There is no virtue of a white man over a black man, an Arab over a non-Arab. It's the only, you'll not find the equivalent of these statements. Yeah, you will not find the equivalent in the Old Testament or the New Testament. Yeah. So how could they think that they have the moral high ground and they're supporting people like the IDF who are indiscriminately killing women and children, babies' heads are being blown out? Tell us more about this.
I mean, to be honest, in a nutshell, it goes back to deep hatred and dehumanization of the Muslims at large, wherever they are, whoever they are for that matter. And you can very see clearly that they do not condemn IDF. They do not condemn what's going on in Israel.
Yes.
Why? Because they do not see Muslims as human beings. And this is exactly what he's doing. Because for him to come and try to flip this whole story on his head by talking about Banu Qurayza. Banu Qurayza, like you said very clearly, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers were coming to kill the Muslims. And not only that, inside Muslim armies, there were spies and munafiqun. These are hypocrites who were plotting to kill the Muslims. On top of that, you've got an enemy in front of you, you've got enemy inside you, and you have a pact with Banu Qurayza, which is a Jewish community tribe, which betrayed that. And anyone who goes into war, like war, you would understand that. For example, if America was to go to war with Russia and UK is their allies and UK backstabs them, what do you think they should be done with United Kingdom? There would be severe consequences on the fighting men. That's exactly what happened. And you can see, brothers and sisters,
see that it's not civilians and women and children is doing.
Exactly. And not only that, we've seen rabbis. We've seen Israeli politicians.
We have.
We've seen IDF.
We have.
We've even seen Israeli settlers.
Yes, we have.
These are your common layman.
Yes,
who are clearly perpetrating and admitting and saying,
yes,
it's not Hamas we're targeting.
Yes.
We want to flatten Gaza.
Yes, we
So just imagine for a moment and a second that we had layman Muslims saying, we want to get rid of the Jews as a whole. And then you've got the Muslim politician saying, yes, this is what we're going to do. And then you have the Muslim armies enacting that. There would be outright global outrage. There would be chaos.
There would be.
But this is the point here. We do not have
points.
Look, rabbis are coming out and saying they are quoting Amalekites.
Yes.
Look, Benjamin Netanyahu even mentioned this. Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Why are they mentioning Amalekites? Who's Amalekites? Amalekites are a group of people that went against God Almighty, and God Almighty, this is an instruction of ethics of war, told Moses, go to the Amalekites.
Where's this? 1 Samuel 15?
Yes, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 2 to 3.
Yes.
And kill who? Men.
Men.
Women.
Women.
Children.
Babies.
And even donkeys.
Donkeys.
Now, I want to ask a simple question.
What does the donkey do?
I asked that question to a lot of Christians. And
what does the donkey do?
I asked that. What do they do? I don't think anyone can answer it. The point is what? They are the ones outright. We ask Douglas, this gutless coward, show us a single scripture in our Holy Scripture, in any way in the Islamic tradition, that tells us to indiscriminate.
Look,
it's ethics of war to kill men, women, children, and babies.
That's
so
right.
So how dare you? Again, it
That's
goes back
right.
to what? The dehumanization of Muslims.
Yes.
He does not want anyone, not a single British person, to ever feel sorry for
sympathy
the Muslims.
Sympathy for what's happening.
Zero.
Yes.
That's why he mentioned these stories, saying that because they didn't want to accept Islam.
And he fabricated them.
An absolute lie. It's an absolute lie.
No,
not historian.
Now he looks like a fool, doesn't he?
But he's always looked like a fool before this.
Yeah. He won't even find anybody who's an Orientalist who agrees with
never,
that characterization
never,
of the story.
Never.
And that shows you, I mean, this is a short video, but this individual here who's been reluctant, if not actually completely non-accepting of any kind of debate, he's a coward, he's an absolute joke of a human being. And I think that he's going to have to defend himself either way, but it's going to be in a legal way when he's going to put in his 32-inch blazer on his body, and then he's going to put his little shoes on, his size 6 shoes, and then he's going to walk to the courtroom, and he's going to have to defend himself for defamation of character, and the lawyers have already put the summons to him, and he's going to be humiliated there as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in Islam Net from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.